A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us. So we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my hosts as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From Hollywood to you.
Thank you for listening to us.
Ryan Seacrest.
Seacrest!
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Coming off of a Labor Day weekend, I enjoyed Labor Day. I decided that I was going to throw out all of my meal restrictions and parameters.
No.
And then I decided last night to stand under a downlight in front of a mirror. You ever do that?
I mean, sometimes it just happens. I don't like decide I'm going to go do that.
I did. I wanted to see it. Do you know how the downlight is the devil? Straight downlight where you see all shadows of everything.
I mean, it's not great, but...
It's not great.
Why would you do this on a Monday night after Labor Day weekend?
Because I wanted to see the damage. And now I know. And now I'm motivated.
Now we're motivated. Now we're get back in it.
We're going to get back in. Matter of fact, I wanted it to be so rough, so unattractive, that downlight image in the mirror, that I would get more fired up to get in good shape for fall.
For fall. Nobody ever says that.
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty amped up for fall too, because I want to be in like my best shape and going into the new year.
I decided that summer, it used to be my mentality was, I'm going to get in shape for summer.
Right,
no.
Summer bods.
No, I'm going to enjoy summer. I'm going to have ice cream.
Yeah.
Or sorbet. Whatever.
Oh my gosh, have you had Moose Tracks?
No, but have you had Happy Ice? What are Moose Tracks?
It's an ice
cream.
Dare
I ask?
It's an ice cream with it's vanilla ice cream with little Reese's pieces and fudge swirled in. And let me tell you, it is worth the stomach ache because it is.
That's the only thing, because you and I don't have dairy so much. When we do it, it's like I pay the price.
Worth it. Totally worth it.
Ooh, but my mentality is now like, forget summer bods. I'm into fall fitness.
Ooh, fall fitness. That has a nice ring to it.
Friday Liar. To fall fitness.
What is Friday Liar? How does that even have a ring to it?
It's not.
No, fall fitness has a ring. Anyway, so we're going to make it. We're going to get through it. It's Tuesday. It's the 6th of September already. Today's National Coffee Ice Cream Day. It's also National Barbie Doll Day. When does that movie come out?
Oh, yeah, right? With Margot Robbie and Ryan...
Gosling. If you were to tell me on paper that was going to happen, I would say, I don't believe you.
Why would not?
I think it comes out next year.
Because
so
to
cute.
Me, I have no idea like where they took it. Sounds like it can be. Point is, I'm interested in seeing it. I can't wait to see it now. But it's National Barbie Doll Day.
That's what we're going to be for Halloween, I think.
But
I know,
who's not? But everybody's going to be that.
You think so?
Who
cares if everyone's going to be a letter? She's excited
that's right.
about it.
Thank you.
Oh, you and Robbie.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant Sissany, Ryan, and Tanya.
No, I'm going to be Margot. He'll be Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, that's you guys definitely do that. Everybody's going to do it.
We're doing Stranger Things as a family.
Wait, what should we do as a show?
Oh, as a show.
Can we get through Tuesday?
Let's put a pin in it.
Yeah, You have been not coming, like, at the end of every show. Any Tanya, every pin needs to be addressed.
But I need you to let me give the pin. Can you already writing so down fast? These pins? Like, blah, 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 blah. I can't stop.
All you have
you.
To do is say we coming up in next hour, Ren. We have pins. Just got to remind me. Every pin, no matter how random they are, needs to be settled at the end.
But this pin needs to be like thought. We need to think about it tonight.
All right. So, but then when we get tomorrow. To the end of the show, you can say the pin, and we'll say that.
So maybe can resolve the pin this out. Pin could have homework because we can all go home, think of some ideas to bring back that we can do this year.
Yeah, let's really think about some ideas.
Okay, well, let's spend the week doing that assignment.
Okay.
I like the week. Let's not rush it.
Yeah, I don't need to know another overnight assignment.
Overnight homework. Oh, the worst.
You guys could never do calling in the one.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
I'm glad we proved it. Now we'll never hear about that again. Okay. 17 days until our iHeartRadio Music Festival. That's another reason I want to have Fitness Fall.
Well, that's true. And then Jingle Ball is around the corner. It's like a whole thing.
It's not quite around the corner, but it's not far. No, I want to be fitter.
Yeah, we all want to be
fitter for the iHeartRadio Music Festival.
Of course. In Vegas. You want to feel sexy in Vegas. Always.
I really do. Mm-hmm. I want to make this the year I feel sexy in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Sexy I haven't back. Over the last few years. Mm-hmm. But this year may be my year.
Yes, you have. You looked pretty hot last year.
Pretty hot. Thank you.
Yeah.
Jumbo shrimp.
Jumbo shrimp.
Tater tot. We have a second date update this morning. We'll get to that. Now, wait. Listen. Guys, big news. Mm-hmm. You remember when Tanya made her debut on the E! Red carpet, big deal.
I remember.
I mean, everybody's huge. Talking about it. Do you remember when Tanya and Becca won Podcast of the Year at the People's Choice Awards?
I do.
That was
huge.
Pretty epic.
Mm-hmm. Epic. So we need to celebrate our victories here. But 100%. No one here on this show yet has done what Sisney apparently has done.
No, you have.
Yeah, you have.
I've never been a movie star.
You've been in a movie. You've been in a movie.
Mrs. Butterfinger or whatever. And
I was the voice in Shrek something.
And you're in like the Valentine's Day and Knocked Up.
Briefly,
guys, for minutes as me. But Sissany, I was son of Butterpants. But Sissany.
Yes, you were.
Sissany, from what I have been told, because there was a you can't talk about it clause.
Right.
Is now a movie star. So you shot a movie when?
I don't remember the month.
This
I
was recent.
Say it was like March or April.
Oh. Okay, so you went to the secret location, not here. I didn't see it. And then you shoot the movie.
Right.
And then they tell you, Sissany, don't tell anybody about it.
Yeah, it was an all-day shoot, and it was really fun. And yes, I was not allowed to talk about it because it was not announced. And now
so
it
what's
has
your
finally
view?
Been announced.
What's your view now? I mean, you must be an advocate that people are going back to the theaters now.
Well, this is not going to go into the
What?
This is going to be streamed on HBO Max.
Okay, so, big. Still big. That's
yeah,
big.
Just in time for the holidays. It's
you're
a holiday movie.
You're streaming partners with Kaley Cuoco.
Yeah. And friends.
That's big.
I mean, put me up there. Right, I have a very small role in this movie.
But it's a holiday movie?
Yes, it's called Holiday Harmony. And it's going to be on HBO Max on November 24th. And
Holiday Harmony.
I love holiday movies.
Well, what do you play? What are you?
So,
are you the reason they're celebrating?
I play Sissany from iHeartRadio. So
okay.
It's a romantic drama about it follows a singer songwriter. Her name is Gail, and she is trying. She gets her once in a lifetime shot to perform at the iHeartRadio Christmas Eve Spectacular. And so she's trying to get across the country to come and perform at this big show. And that's
so what do you do?
So I have a few scenes with her. I interact with her.
She's in a multi-scene movie.
Uh-huh. And then it also, I have a few scenes with Amy from the Bobby Bones show. So our like sister station, so, the country
did this
sister
take
station.
A long time to shoot?
It took the whole day. Like we were there. We shot at the iHeartRadio Theater. That took like the whole day, basically. And then I may or may not have a scene with Brooke Shields.
So, is she the star?
No, the star is Annalise Sapero. She is like the up and coming singer songwriter in the movie.
It's about Christmas time.
It's about Christmas time.
Now, or no, it's been announced.
No, it's been announced now, okay, and it's going to be out on November 24th.
So I just need to understand. How long is your contract here?
make contract here?
Are you going to be asking out early because you're going to get offers and roles?
No.
Because, you know.
Right. Once you get one gig, the doors, they open. And then all the other movies are going to want you.
But if you're like Tanya and I, we take on the other gigs. But guess what? Every day we're right back here.
Right. This comes first.
This and nobody walked away from this one.
Do you guys know me?
What are you just saying? We just want to, you know, put it out there.
Once you get on HBO Max, Netflix is going to call and Hulu's going to want you in their Christmas
TV
movies.
Movie person. And I'm just saying, like, we've had opportunities.
You guys, I'm a ride
or
die.
And we always come back.
I'm a ride or die. Come on.
I'm excited to see this movie.
I live and breathe radio.
I love holiday movies.
Me too.
I
Me
love
too.
Holiday
movies.
What are we going to do? A Christmas event spectacular party?
No. We should do like our own version of, you know how like for ABC Family, they do kind of like the 25 nights of Halloween or whatever. We should do our own version for like the holiday time. And each, like every night, we should watch a holiday movie leading up to Christmas.
I love it. Let's do it. I commit.
So should I pick all the movies, or do you guys want
to
help?
No, you should pick all of them that we'll have to watch every single night.
I don't believe anything that he's not in.
I'm in. I want you to tell me what to watch for 25 nights at the end of the year.
It could be so cute. And then like the listeners, we could all do it together.
I like it.
We should vote. I think we have different views on our favorite Christmas movies.
Well, listen, let Tanya have a moment.
Yeah, I'll give you guys a big list.
Treat like a Christmas moment.
I'll give you guys a big list and then you can whittle it down.
Yeah, we'll narrow it down. Yeah.
Pin. But I like it. So here is the morning hack and then a positive quote of the day. Are you one of those people that has to drive always because you get car sick? My mom was that person. Never could sit in the back because she was car sick.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a big ploy to just get the front seat, but turns out she does get sick. So they say sniff hand sanitizer before you take the ride. It needs to be alcohol-based, but researchers found that the smell of the alcohol relieves car sickness better than medication. So just try it. No downside.
Can I do that with my kids? Is that safe for a kids to sniff it?
I'm going to let you talk to your doctor.
Mark's like, sure. And then you're like, oh, I don't know.
I'll let you talk to your pediatrician about that. Consult your pediatrician. All right, today's quote. Hopefully this is a good one for you. It's okay to be the teacup with a chip in it. That's the one with the story.
Oh, I like it. That's cute.
I liked it.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
Kiss FM headlines with Tanya Rad.
Well, more than 4 million LA County residents will be forced to go without outdoor watering for more than 2 weeks starting today as crews work to repair a leaking pipeline. The fixes are expected to take up to 15 days. People in Beverly Hills, Burbank, Glendale, Long Beach, Pasadena, San Fernando, and Torrance will be directly impacted. A wildfire erupted in the San Bernardino National Forest yesterday, prompting the evacuation of homes and other structures just a short distance from Big Bear Lake. The Radford Fire was estimated to be 200 acres in size, with no containment as of 7:15 p.m. And hey, The Weeknd was forced to cut a sold-out show short at SoFi Stadium Saturday night after reportedly losing his voice mid-performance. He promised to make sure attendees got their money back and promised to return to the area real soon to make up for the inconvenience.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
So Riverside County had a rude awakening this morning. What time was that? There was a 3.4 earthquake at about, 5 a.m.?
4:55 to be exact.
Okay. Where was it?
That is a great question. What?
Yucaipa.
Near Casino Morongo.
Okay. It was a great question. Yes. So if you felt that earthquake, let us know. What did it feel like? I'm always fascinated to hear what you feel, if it's just a, you know, the house shakes or a picture falls down.
Mm-hmm.
When I first moved to Burbank here a long time ago, I had a poster, like a cheesy poster over my bed, and we had a 3-point something and it fell.
What poster was it?
I think it was a poster of like a beach scene or something, like an LA beach scene.
It wasn't like of a girl.
It was not of a girl. No, I would not put a poster of a girl over my bed. But it was not Christie Brinkley over my bed.
Right. Okay.
But I realized, you know what? In Atlanta, you can put pictures over your bed. Here, you can't because it'll, you know, fall on your head. And the heat.
Oh, my.
I mean, it's really bad. Like, Death Valley's 125.
It's honestly on a whole nother level. We didn't really do much outside. We didn't go outside until like 4 p.m. basically any day.
Because you don't want to go out in the heat? What'd you do at 4 p.m.?
Well, after like around 4, we'd go and like get dinner somewhere, maybe have a glass of wine. But during the day, we just kind of stayed indoors.
Now, also the weather often leads to brush fires. 1,500 homes are evacuated in Riverside County. Near Hemet right now, the Fairview fire, 5% contained and at 2,000 acres this morning. So that's happening. And The Weeknd had to end his performance at SoFi on Saturday. What happened?
So he was performing and he said that it was during his first song that he lost his voice. But I guess he didn't really, I think he was trying to push through it because I think he didn't cut the performance until the second or third song, but basically said, I can't give you the show that you deserve, and like canceled it right then and there when everybody was already there.
I mean, that's so interesting, right? Because these performers are on tour for what, 100 dates and months and months and months, and they have to do everything they can to not speak sometimes during the day. Like we've talked to Katy Perry and even Luke Bryan, they don't speak until later in the day so they can add their voice to sing. And I mean, we've all lost our voice right for this show. Before,
yeah,
when you have a cold or you get sick, and it's impossible to talk almost.
But you imagine 40,000 people at SoFi Stadium, and then they're there and they're ready. They've already like got their gear on. They've probably started pre-drinking, and then you have to deal with the parking lot.
Well, I mean, I guess it's better than him like performing through the songs without good quality. I guess, but they paid for the tickets, which is tough, right?
Yeah.
I've never been to a concert where someone stopped. Maybe, Mark, was it Green Day at the like one of the first iHeartRadio music festivals? What happened?
I don't think they stopped it, but I think
there was a curse word dropped, got a little raw. And so they had to...
They kicked him off or something?
I don't know. It's a great question.
It's the only time I saw like drama with a performer on stage. So good news, though. Georgia Bulldogs crushed.
Tonight, my boyfriend's doing his fantasy draft with his boys.
Fun.
No, I'm not going.
What does that mean? He gets together with guys?
They get together.
College?
These are his friends.
NFL.
I don't know. NFL.
NFL.
He gets together and they all basically pick like fake teams, and he's like the coach of this fake team for the next like 4 months.
And do you think that's like a way to just sort of have time by himself?
I don't know. He gets so into it. There's like some app that they follow everything. He gets really into it.
Because I feel like I've married friends who play golf just to get away, like just to leave the house for 4 hours, you know? Is that his version?
No, because when the season starts, he watches the games with me, and like he does all of it on his phone. So they don't get together every week to like pretend play or whatever.
Well, USC, UCLA both won. NFL kicks off in 2 days. Rams, Bills at SoFi. And Bulldogs crushed them. The secondary update. So they met on Hinge. Here is what we know. Alex has reached out in Upland, and he's basically said, I've been on a lot of dating apps, and I finally found someone I clicked with. Let me bring him in. Alex, thanks for coming on. How are you, Alex?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Which dating apps have you been on over the years?
I've been on a bunch of them. The Hinge is the one that I'm currently using.
Okay. Isn't that where you met Robbie?
It sure is.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Alex, success rate. We have a success rate here.
I love Hinge.
So you met someone you finally clicked with, and now she's not returning your texts.
Exactly.
That's all I know. So, I mean, what can you tell me?
Yeah. Well. Okay. So I swiped on her because she seemed super fun, and she's like carefree in all of her photos, and she has these just amazing eyes. And so we went out, we hit it off like super quick. We were bonding over. Have you seen that movie Everything Everywhere All at Once?
Oh yeah, that's the one with Michelle Yeoh.
Yeah, it's incredible. It like is mind blowing, and she loved it. I loved it. I read the comics that it's based on, and so we agreed that the first date will be we'd both go and see it again together. So we did, And then we went to Magnolia's for drinks and appetizers afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the detail. Yes. And
it was awesome. It was perfect. And I feel like this is the one I've been waiting for. Yeah, I've been on all these dates and I'm always so disappointed, but I can't wait to see her again. And I texted her and, she responded to texts about her life or how her day's going, but she's ignoring all the texts asking her to go out again. So I know exactly what that means. But I don't know what happened. It went from, 100 to zero so quickly. I just want to know what's going wrong. Like, what did I do wrong?
Okay, Alex, hang on. We're going to try and track her down. I know that you've given us her number. So stand by. That's how it works. Hold on 1 second. Am I having deja vu, or did we just have this second date update last week?
No.
Yeah, we did. Deja vu. Like, it was the same situation where, remember, he was, like, smothering her and overwhelming her?
I mean, this is...
It was the same situation. The guy was like, "What's going on?"
There's only so many situations.
What are we gonna do? We can't like discriminate because
it's the same situation. Not doing it.
I'm saying like I think the guy is probably over. He's doing what the other guy did. He's over texting or over calling or overreaching out. He's overreaching.
On air.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Well, a lot happened during that song. Connie Seacrest taking over the mic, taking over the seat here. My mother is in the room with us right now.
I know. She's like, I want the captain's chair.
Yeah, she wants to be. She's like, may I please be seated?
I mean, please, Ryan, if I'm going to work with you, I want to be in your shoes or in your chair.
Well, or both. I find shoes. All right. So, guys, the reason Connie is here, I got to tell you, this is a big deal. Now, I've been a huge fan of Michael Bublé ever since I think I met him first time, Mom, when I was doing the show at Hollywood and Highland. And not 20 years ago, something like that, 20 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. And I met Michael Bublé, and I just felt like this guy is funny. He's charming. He's singing these standard songs. He's doing these covers. He feels like he's going to be a big star.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he's a massive star. And my mother also, you and Dad, big fans too.
Absolutely. I mean, I feel like he could be Ryan's brother.
Honestly, yes, you guys do kind of look alike a little bit.
And he's such a great guy. I mean, yes. He's just down to earth. And
mm-hmm.
I just, when I saw he was going to be in Atlanta, I got so excited.
So we make some calls and we get our tickets to the show. Well, big night out.
Yeah.
Anyway, so why don't you tell me, so you're in your seat there before the show, and then what happens?
Well, his assistant came out and said, come on, Connie, we're going backstage.
Nice.
And the ladies in back of me, in front of me, they're looking at me like, wonder who she is.
Well, did you get recognized there?
Well, I did out in the lobby, but yeah, I did.
And what do your fans say to you?
They say, you don't know me, but I see you and I love your son. And then I just melt.
Yeah.
But
okay. Anyway, so she made it through her fans. You got back to see Michael and you said you gave him some advice.
Well, he was a little apprehensive about this new tour because he wasn't able to tour. Mm-hmm. And I said, you're fantastic. You relate so well to the audience.
She's giving Bublé advice.
Well, I mean, she's like,
she gives the best advice.
It's like my son.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Do your thing. Atlanta loves you.
Mm-hmm.
And you just get out there and go for it.
And he said?
He said, thank you so much. I needed that.
The other thing was he was on his way, right? His wife was about to give birth.
Right. So this was on a Monday. And then after Madison Square Garden, he was flying home for the birth of the baby.
Wow.
Because
congratulations. They did have the baby.
The fourth child, baby girl. Anyway, he was excited about that. So he was ready to get on with this. And it was a C-section, so he knew exactly what date.
Mm-hmm.
He wipes his sweat with a black washcloth.
Oh, nice.
And it has his initials on.
Oh.
And I was in a seat by the runway. And the next thing I know, he's walking down. He's throwing one to me.
A sweaty towel?
No, it was a clean one. Oh.
Yeah.
Please.
It's a little Michael Bublé.
Yeah.
Michael Bublé's sweat is not dirty.
Do you think he knew he was throwing at you?
Yes.
Of course he did. He winked at me a couple times.
Oh, I love a wink.
He really is just the greatest.
His shows are incredible. Mm.
And that family's been through some tough things, and they're on the other side of it, which is really great.
100%.
Is it so, like a romantic show? Like, did you like
it's
leave
funny.
It?
Didn't he make jokes
he makes
about
jokes.
You know, guys who've been dragged to the show? By yeah. Their,
well, he makes that. He makes it fun. I mean, there was a little girl there that made a sign for him, and he gets so touched by it. And next thing you know, he's interacting with her. And
yeah.
He just and he loves his fans. I mean, that's the whole thing.
And he's he so does make fun of himself. Real. He's like, yeah. All the husbands and boyfriends that have been dragged to his concert that like don't know anything about him. He's like, I know you guys don't want to be here listening to me, but and he's like, he makes fun of himself. It's really funny.
So just so you know, she thinks she's going to be on the side of the runway at the daytime festival stage.
Why not?
The music festival.
Why not?
Yeah.
Do I know somebody?
Yeah. Tanya, who do you think she'll want to get a
5 Seconds
from.
Of Summer, obviously.
Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj.
All right, that'll work.
You met Nicki Minaj.
Of course I have.
You remember?
Yeah, when? Of course. At the one of the hospitals.
Yeah, so she's come in to do some stuff
mm-hmm.
for the foundation. All right, Mother, well, go ride the wave of fun there and happiness after seeing. And thank you to Michael Bublé for making Mom's Day
so
and making
cute.
People's nights when they go see you in concert.
Yeah.
All right, I need my seat back.
Great seeing you.
Bye. Love you, Connie. Bye.
Love you.
Good job. All right. Oh, Kate, she really did take my seat.
Yeah.
All right.
Seeing you guys face to face like that, I never realized how much you look alike.
I know.
Thank you.
Cute. I think your mom.
Right?
Yeah.
She's very sweet.
Oh, I know.
No, she was on cloud nine, as they say. So anyway, it's a if he's anywhere near you, Bublé, fun for all ages. Literally all ages, too. This is an important trending report. All right, so set it up for me.
Okay, so I was monitoring all the social media that was coming out of the world premiere of the Don't Worry, Darling at the Venice Film Festival. Did you see all this going down yesterday?
Nope.
Oh, it was such a treat, especially because it was like a holiday, and so I could really just focus on every TikTok and every video that came out of that red carpet.
I love that you spent your Labor Day holiday focused on TikTok.
Yes, it was amazing. Yeah.
Good.
So there were fans that were like on the red carpet and they were sending all of these like live reports to this Instagram account, Demois. You remember they're kind of like the real life Gossip Girl. And they were reporting that Harry Styles and Florence Pugh, who are the leads, did not interact once. Olivia Wilde and Florence did not interact once. And Harry and Olivia did not interact once.
Right, so this is the movie that there's been so much drama behind the scenes about that we've talked about.
Correct, correct.
Okay.
So reports have also been swirling that Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles have been on edge due to all the movie drama. Do you know, I remember I did a trending report about the Shia, how when Olivia Wilde is basically like begging him not to leave
yes,
the movie.
Yes, of course.
So anyways, they were just basically saying, whether this drama is all true or not, the red carpet was awkward. That was the one word that everybody was describing from that red carpet. And then also there was like this video footage of it looked like Harry Styles spit on Chris Pine. Everybody's trying to like they're going frame by frame. People are getting like body language experts to like try and decode body language.
What do you mean spit?
So he goes to sit down. Harry Styles goes to sit down in his chair. He's right next to Chris Pine. And like, you can't really see Harry spit, but you can kind of see his head jerk a little bit. And then you see Chris Pine's reaction. Like he looks in his lap, like either he spit or he like dropped his candy in his lap or his gum or something. I don't really know. Something fell
into his accident.
Lap.
Not like on purpose.
Whether it was on accident or like a cheeky joke, we don't know. But the videos are like everywhere.
I mean, to spit intentionally is well, it's one of the like, worst things you can do to a human. Like
I agree. I couldn't see. I don't see Harry Styles being that way, but they might have
a
playful relationship.
You know him pretty well.
They might have a playful relationship.
Okay.
So.
Okay. So spitting's playful. Okay. Keep going.
But all of this made me realize that I want to go back to my original sentiment of working with a lover. It all sounds good and dandy, and we always advocate for it. Like, yes, it's a great idea. The heart wants what it wants. But in reality, if you have to do a press release for this movie and you have to be on a red carpet and it's awkward, I've changed my mind on it. I don't think dating at work is the right call.
It's challenging, right? Because it can be complicated if things go wrong.
Yeah.
So, like, the only person I think you turned down at work was Tubbs, right?
I'm so happy that I never dated Tubbs and that I never dated you.
Wait, you're so happy you never dated me? That's thank you.
Because we had that kind of job where we have to like
Did you consider dating me?
I don't know, in the Rania era.
And so you actually gave it some thought.
Yeah.
All right, this is awkward. Kind of like the red carpet.
No, not as awkward as the red carpet.
But did you consider Tubbs more or me more?
Tubbs, I think.
Why?
Tubbs for longer.
Well, I was going to be a one-night stand. Tubbs, how you feeling about this?
I'm okay with the way things worked out.
Brianna in Riverside this morning on the phone. Good morning. How are you, Brianna?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
We're doing well. So what is the topic so we know sort of what we need to be thinking about for you?
Yeah. So my boyfriend and I are thinking of moving in together, but I'm into it, but I don't know. I have some issues.
Well, I would break up and run. You know, it just seems like the right time. What are the reasons of hesitation for you?
Sure. Well, he owns his place, so we decided to move in there, but that's where him and his ex lived, and like there's still like stuff that
like what kind of stuff
from her, like decorations and like curtains, and the silverware is this like gold silverware, and like it's just girl stuff, you know. And I the worst thing is the bed, honestly. Like, that's the deal breaker for me. I can't do the bed, and he thinks I'm being over dramatic and like doesn't understand. And so I just
In your mind, so these are like tangible physical things, right?
Yeah.
These are artifacts, right? And furniture. So you're saying that if he removed her silverware and got rid of the curtains and went to Mattress Firm, then everything's fine?
Ryan, that's all I'm asking.
Well, unjunk your sleep. Unjunk your sleep.
He won't. He thinks he's just like laughing at me.
No. I'm only saying these are fixable things.
This is simple.
I thought you were going to tell me there was an issue with him,
like hygiene or something.
Right.
Like, I didn't even know what it was going to be, but I was like, okay, maybe we need to reconsider rushing into this because of his whatever. But it's not. It's just stuff. Stuff. I mean, here's my take on it would be, yeah, if it's like something, have him remove the silverware. If you can get some new curtains, get some new curtains. I don't know about the bed. I think get new sheets. I don't know if you need to change out the mattress. That for me.
New mattress for me.
I'm honest, I'm with Ryan on this one.
And I also think, too, you have to get to the root of it. Like, I understand those physical things, like, they remind you of his ex. But let me ask you this. Is there any question in your mind that your boyfriend wants to get back with his ex? Or is it in the past? Is it done?
Oh, I've never gone there in my head.
Heather is rubbing off on you, and I like it.
No, because I think that there's a rooted thing
there's a trigger there.
Yeah,
so
why
she's saying,
hurting
like,
you.
When you see that, does it make you feel insecure about the relationship? Is that something to think about?
Yeah, you know what I think it is I've never lived with anyone, and he has. And I just feel like I'm jumping into his world, and we're not making this like, this is a new thing for me and a new thing for you.
It does make sense, but I don't think you can change that. You can't change it. He's already done that.
Correct.
Is he older than you are?
But freshening up the place, it could be nice just to kind of change it.
Is he older than you are?
Yeah.
You know,
he's like six or seven.
So, you know, in many situations where anybody's older in a relationship, then they probably had more experiences. They probably had more relationships. You can't really fault them for that. But I do think Tanya's question, as we leave you here, is the right one to ask yourself. Why do those things bother you? If it's simply because you see them and don't want to think about it, or is there something deeper to it? But my guidance would be get rid of the curtains and the silverware and give them a pass on the mattress. That's a bigger swap.
There's definitely something to think about. I didn't really dig too deep into this one, but
well, good luck on the thought, and I think it's great that you're being thoughtful and taking the time. Thanks for calling, Brianna.
Thank you.
Good question, Tanya.
I've had to live it myself.
Because you're right.
Because you guys didn't swap out the mattress?
Well, no, but it's like my boyfriend had a full-blown like situation. Like this woman lived there and then I'm like, you know, in there all the time. And I had those thoughts initially like, oh, there's, you know, is that the same whatever. But I was like, in my mind, I know our relationship,
it's closed.
That door, that chapter is done. So like, why did these things, they're just literally their things.
Yeah, because it's everything. And you have, it's like, it's all the plates. It's the silverware. Right. It's the towels. Like, it's
almost not... can't expect. He's lived a life already.
Right.
And so you can't expect him to erase that.
Right.
But I think your point is the best point, and that is you trust his closure, so you don't care.
And I trust our relationship. So it's like those things, those insecurities that bubble up when you think about those things, like the mattress or whatever, the root of it, the answer for me was I'm not insecure. I trust my relationship and I trust my partner. So it's like,
but now you do. You had to work to get to that.
Correct. So that's why I posed the question to her so that she could start turning those wheels.
This has been a very productive session.
It's a process.
Totally.
I like it. All right, Zedd is performing his Clarity album with a 50-piece orchestra at the Dolby Theater.
Yeah, this sounds awesome.
Everybody's up in their game. You know why? Because people have not toured for 3 years.
Yeah, I know.
So they got some budget to put something into the show.
They're like, watch this.
Yeah, watch this, Val Pepe Aguilar, you. Okay, so let's get into it quickly here. I have 50 minutes of nonstop Kiss music on the way. There is a concept that's circulating in the job market.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've ever walked away from a job, then it's pretty obvious. You quit the job. You no longer have the job.
Right.
But then there's this other concept where you just do the bare minimum at work. And it's called quiet quitting.
Exactly.
But I'm confused. Are people quiet quitting but still staying in their job but just doing the bare minimum to get fired?
That's the interesting thing. And so it's almost like they're over their job, but they don't want to quit because maybe they don't have something lined up. So they're like, you know what? Forget it. I'm not going to go above and beyond. I'm not going to like do extra things that are above my pay grade, or I'm not going to get paid for or any extra hours or stay late. I'm just going to do the bare minimum that's required. So that would mean leaving work on time every single day, always taking your lunch break, or turning down projects that are outside of your job spec, for example. So it's basically like the opposite of hustling, like, you know, like the hustle culture that like what I am like the opposite of this, right? Like, I feel like we work tirelessly. I mean, I often to the point sometimes of burnout, some would say, but I feel like other people look at that as a pursuit to your goals. Like, you know, you kind of just like work hard, play hard mentality.
But are people quiet quitting to help with their own mental peace?
Yes.
Is that like what they're doing?
Yes.
Mental happiness, mental peace.
Well, I also think too, it's a result of the pandemic, because I feel like hustle culture was all we knew before the pandemic.
100%.
And then when the pandemic happened, I think everybody kind of shifted a little.
But I also think it's not a great idea because it risks you losing your income.
It really does.
Because if you are doing great or exceeding expectation, then you back off to under expectation and just barely filling in the gaps you need to fill in, it's grounds for somebody to take over your job. I mean, I personally would not subscribe to it.
Me neither.
Do your job and draw your boundaries. Like, do your job, work hard, and then say, you know what? I'm off this weekend. I am not picking up my phone.
Exactly.
If you can't.
So they're
quite quitting. I think this article reached
out to some psychologists and experts, and there's both sides that they say. They say, like, if you do feel the burnout of work, quiet quitting could be good, like a good coping mechanism for setting boundaries. It could be an effective way to boost your well-being and protect against the burnout feeling. But then the downside is, like what you were saying, is that you're going to feel unmotivated and you're going to look unmotivated to your bosses and your colleagues. And so then eventually... But I guess if you're quiet quitting, then you want to quit eventually. So then it's just, you're going to lose your job because you're quitting.
Oh, yeah. You know? It's too risky. And I subscribe to the hustle, and I subscribe now to the hustle with balance. So hustle and then draw a line.
I think so too.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Hey guys, that's it for us. Tomorrow the morning hack tomorrow here on Kiss FM. If you're looking to create a bond with your coworkers, this hack will do it. And it takes less than 1 second. I'll tell you about that tomorrow morning at 6:55. And we got Disneyland tickets twice an hour every hour. 4 packs. Kiss. Have a good day.
Thanks for listening to On Air with Ryan Seacrest. Make sure to subscribe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.